This is an audio update by Fullerton Fund Management. September 2024's Fed rate decision. The U.S. Fed commences its big easing cycle against a backdrop of strong fundamentals. The Fed reduced the Fed funds rate by 50 basis points from its policy target band of 5.25 to 5.50% at its 18 September meeting. The Fed endorsed the latest inflation indicators, suggesting it is close to the 2% target, maintained its robust U.S. growth outlook, and signaled that the policy rate can be cut to 3.4% in 2025, i.e., just 50 basis points above the Fed's 2.9% neutral policy rate assumption. The Fed has almost achieved its dual mandate. Inflation is tracking to 2%, and extremely low unemployment is rising back toward full employment assumptions. U.S. GDP growth is tracking strongly, and the latest nowcast for PCE inflation signals that it is almost back at the Fed's 2% target. The unemployment rate is rising from its exceptional low to levels more consistent with full employment assumptions. It is therefore not surprising that the Fed has signaled that the policy rate can fall back significantly in 2025. In fact, given how inflation has surprised on the downside, and as unemployment is rising, there is a significant chance that the Fed will cut rates faster than it has signaled in 2025 to get back to neutral, a view which aligned with forward market pricing before and after the Fed statement. Potential investment implications. The positive environment for U.S. equities and bonds can continue. Falls in the Fed policy rate back toward the neighborhood of neutral in 2025 should be supportive for liquidity, investor confidence, and U.S. equity returns. Returns are tracking strongly. Expected earnings growth has just passed its peak, and so the easing cycle, coupled with U.S. GDP growth holding around trend, should ensure any slowdown remains gradual. As the yield curve is likely to slowly steepen and normalize over time, this can be positive for interest-sensitive equity sectors in particular, such as financials. The U.S. 10-year yield could slip further as the Fed cuts rates, which can create capital gains for bond investors. U.S. corporate credit should also continue to perform well as growth holds up, but investors should remain selective as the easing cycle may place further upward pressure on valuations. More headwinds are possible for the U.S. dollar. Changes in the 10-year yield differential for the U.S. dollar versus the six developed market countries within the DXY U.S. dollar index were already becoming less supportive, and the Fed's easing cycle may add to the downward pressures. That said, what may moderate U.S. dollar depreciation over time is the ECB's rate-cutting cycle, which will defend some of the U.S. dollar's favorable carry. The other key factor that has been pulling the U.S. dollar down is weak oil prices. Oil prices are struggling because of weak demand expectations, especially from China. As the U.S. is now a net oil exporter, the U.S. dollar tends to depreciate when oil prices fall. A weaker U.S. dollar, combined with a lower U.S. 10-year yield, can be positive for gold prices and Asia ex Japan equities, especially as the region benefits from U.S. demand growth holding up. Asia ex Japan equities are also likely to benefit from the significant increase in earnings growth expectations, and we maintain our one-year ahead positive outlook. Returns from cash are likely to ease further. As the Fed's rate cuts unfold, returns from cash are likely to slow over time, but the asset class may achieve a soft landing because of elevated global geopolitical risks. Lower U.S. cash rates will mean that Singapore deposit rates will likely slip, but the pace of pass-through may be variable as the Singapore market has already moved significantly, and the Monetary Authority of Singapore's exchange rate policy will ultimately dictate where interest rates settle. Cash still plays an important role in one's portfolio for liquidity, diversification, as well as holistic portfolio management and wealth planning purposes.